All right, so you're thinking about jumping into e-commerce, huh? That's awesome. And you've been doing your homework, I see. You sent over this article by Chris Bradley. He's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. It's all about hiring professional e-commerce developers. He lays out a really good argument. But is it really necessary to bring in an expert like that? Or can you sort of DIY your way to success online? Let's take a deep dive and see what we can learn. So right off the bat, Bradley really emphasizes this idea of domain expertise. He says e-commerce isn't just about building a website, that looks nice. It's more about understanding how all the pieces work together to make that whole online shopping experience really smooth and effective for everybody.
And it's easy to think, oh, e-commerce. I just pick a template, throw some products up there, and I'm good to go. But there's so much more to it than that. A lot going on under the hood that can really make or break your online business.
So a skilled developer is more than just like a tech person who can, code a website.
For sure.
It's like they're a problem solver. They really have this deep understanding of user experience, SEO,
It's huge.
so people can find your site, security, all the ins and outs of the different platforms out there for e-commerce. And they can see those challenges coming before they even get there. Build a site that not only looks great, but actually, converts those visitors into customers who are paying money.
And they're bringing years of experience to the table, so they've seen it all.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, you wouldn't try and like build a house without knowing anything about construction, would you? I
No.
mean, you might end up with some pretty interesting results, let's just say that.
You could have some structural issues, some interesting design choices. You definitely want someone who knows what they're doing.
So just like you'd want a contractor who gets those building codes and can see those potential problems.
For sure.
You want an e-commerce developer who's going to build that solid foundation for your store.
100%.
Okay, so we've got expertise. Bradley also talks about speed, which I hadn't really thought about before, how important that is.
Speed is crucial.
Yeah.
It's I mean, think about it, like when you're online shopping,
Yeah.
how long are you willing to wait for a page to load?
Not very long.
Not long at all.
Yeah.
Studies show that almost 70% of shoppers online, they expect a page to load in under 2 seconds.
Wow.
And if it doesn't, they're gone. They're clicking that back button. They're
Yeah.
going to a competitor.
Yeah.
So every day that your site isn't live or is running slow,
Yeah.
it's a missed opportunity, especially.
Especially in fast-paced industries, like if you're selling, clothing or something like that.
The trends change so fast.
Exactly. You got to be on top of it.
You got to be quick. So a good developer can really help you get to market
Yeah.
faster and capture those sales.
Now he specifically mentions WooCommerce and Magento, like as examples. Are those kind of the go-to platforms now these days?
Those are two of the most popular ones out there. They
Yeah.
offer a lot of flexibility, a
Yeah.
ton of customization options, but they can be,
Replicated. Yeah.
they can be quite complex to set up,
Yeah.
especially if you don't have, that technical background.
Yeah.
Think of them like,
Yeah.
powerful tools, but you need to know how to use them.
Right, like a chainsaw.
Exactly.
You got to know what you're doing.
You don't just pick one up and start swinging it around.
Yeah.
So a developer who knows these platforms
Yeah.
can really navigate those complexities and save you a lot of headaches.
Now, I know there's all these like DIY website builders and templates out there.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a better option for your budget, at least when you're first starting out? But Bradley seems to think that hiring a pro can actually save you money over time. How does that work?
It's all about avoiding those costly mistakes
Okay.
and downtime.
Yeah.
So think about it.
Yeah.
What if you launch your site and it's not secure?
Oh.
You have a data breach
Uh-oh.
that could really damage your reputation,
Yeah.
cost you a fortune
Huge. Yeah.
in lost revenue and legal fees.
Wow.
Or what if your site crashes during a big sale
Oh.
because it can't handle all the traffic?
Right.
You could miss out on thousands of dollars.
Right.
So investing in a skilled developer upfront
Right.
can really help you avoid those pitfalls and ensure a much smoother
Yeah.
and more profitable journey.
Yeah, it's that thing sometimes like you try and cut corners and it ends up costing you way more in the long run. Last thing Bradley mentions is that hiring a developer is kind of like getting a whole team of experts all in your corner. Can you explain that a little bit more?
The good developer is going to have a network of other professionals they collaborate with, like designers, to create a visually appealing site that's easy to use.
Yeah.
Copywriters to really make those product descriptions sing.
Right.
Marketing specialists.
Yeah.
To help you get the word out there.
Yeah.
Attract customers.
That's like,
it's like having a built-in support system
yeah.
to guide you through the whole process.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So to sum all this up, it's not just about building a website.
No.
It's about investing in the expertise,
mm-hmm.
the speed, those specialized mm-hmm. skills,
yeah.
and a whole network
yeah.
to support you and mm-hmm. help you launch and grow that online business.
Think of it this way.
Okay.
You wouldn't think twice about hiring a mechanic
yeah.
to fix your car.
Yeah.
Or a doctor
mm-hmm.
to take care of your health,
yeah.
your e-commerce business. It deserves that same level of care.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this deep dive has given you some things to think about.
Absolutely.
As you're, you know, going on this e-commerce journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a lot to consider.
It is.
But you don't have to go it alone.
No.
Maybe a good next step would be to look into
yeah.
some local developers or agencies in your area
mm-hmm.
who specialize in e-commerce and just see what they have to offer.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Good luck.